Hello, Stuart and Jodie here at Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. It's good to be with you and welcome to our online congregation. Let's commit this time to God in prayer as we settle ourselves in his presence. Let us pray. Lord, we pray that as we listen in our homes, that you by your Spirit would draw near, that you would speak to people, minister to them, challenge them, comfort them, by your word and through your Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. The reading is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 20. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 20. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are like ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, as we reflect upon your word and reflect upon the choices we make in relation to our care for your creation, that your Spirit would inspire us and lead us. In Jesus' name, amen. We've reached the last one in our series on creation care, and we're looking at making good choices in relation to our care of God's creation. The passage from Matthew talks about narrow and wide gates and good and bad trees, which can resonate as we reflect on our theme and series of creation care. As a society, as a world, we are currently on the broad road that leads to destruction. And if we continue on this path as a species, we will destroy ourselves, either through potential climate collapse or a hot war involving nuclear weapons. Our ways of greed, consumerism, and war are already proving too much for our fragile ecosystem. We need to enter the narrow gate, the way of discipleship, the way of following Jesus, where we live a simple life like him, in solidarity with the poor and walking gently upon the earth. Our following of Jesus involves loving our neighbours, but creation itself is our neighbour, and on it we depend for our very lives. And if we destroy the earth, we end up destroying ourselves. Jesus then goes on to warn about false prophets. And I would say in our present context, those who deny climate change are false prophets. As they say, we can go on consuming fossil fuels and unlimited economic growth without any long-term consequences for the planet. I think in future generations, we will look back at the likes of Greta Thunberg and Extinction Rebellion and other organizations and see them like modern day suffragettes. No one liked or applauded the suffragettes at the time, but later on, with a sense of history, we admire them and even put up monuments and statues to them. The suffragettes in their day and the ecological prophets in our day call us to a radical change of lifestyle And mostly we don't like to change. We are comfortable with our habits and ways of existence. But change we must, either voluntarily now or forced by circumstances and weather changes in the climate later. Jesus then talks about trees in verses 17 to 20. Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Trees are the lungs of the earth. We can't live without them. They soak up the CO2 which we produce. We tear down good trees, old trees in rainforests, and then we try and substitute them by planting bad trees that can soak up the goodness from the earth. We could say, are we a good tree, or are we like one of these bad trees? Will we be good trees producing fruits of love and peace and justice and being a blessing to the creation of which we are a part? Or will we be like bad trees that do damage to the soil, do damage to the earth? Jesus says it's by our fruits we will be recognized. What are the fruits of our lives? The fruits of our economy, the fruits of the way that we structure our world. There is a danger when looking at creation care and the challenges of the climate crisis that we can succumb to despair and apathy. But Jesus calls us to follow his narrow way, which is not a form of joyless legalism. It's not a form of lists of all the things we cannot do or consume, but calls us to live simply that others may simply live, as the old slogan puts it. We need to take a long and hard look at our lives and the way that we consume energy. If only as a society we had invested more in renewable energy in previous decades, we would not be paying the price now we do for power. We would not be held to ransom by Putin and our dependency upon oil. If we want the creation itself to have a future, we need to recognize that we need to leave the oil and the coal, the fossil fuels in the earth. We can't conform to keep consuming them in the way that we do. And we need to ask questions about our way of life. We need to drive our cars less, if possible. Walk and cycle, if we are able to do that more. And the government and local authorities need to invest more in public transport. We need to bring railways and buses back into public ownership and make them affordable once again. We need to fly much less. Think about when we do fly. We need to watch our consuming of food and meat and consume less meat and higher welfare. I could go on and give you a list of things that we could do as individuals, but we need to think about these things for ourselves. What do we do personally as a church? We could explore becoming part of an eco-church project where we look at the ways of a life of our church community and how that affects the environment. And that's something I won't be here to pursue, but I would suggest it's a good thing to think about for us. But whatever we do, we need to do something. as it said in the video, we need to do the small things. Do not despise these small things, because often it's only the small things that we can do to make a difference. I'm reminded in the words of St. David of Wales, when we used to holiday a lot in Pembrokeshire at St. David's Cathedral, there was given a little card about St. David, and these words were on it. He said, "Be joyful, keep the faith, and do the little things that you have heard and seen me do." So in these difficult times, we need to remain joyful in the face of the challenges that we face. We need to keep the faith, faith in God and God's purposes for his creation. Do the little things that we can to love and care for our neighbours and the creation on which we depend. Let us pray. Lord, help us as individuals, as a church family, as a society, to make the changes that are necessary in the coming years, that we can offer this creation, which is a gift from you, which has been evolving and growing over billions of years, that it can be handed on to future generations to enjoy and in which they can live a full and flourishing life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's come before the Lord and pray for his creation and other situations that are on our hearts and minds at this time. Let us pray. Father God, we pray for your church, that she may be a beacon of hope throughout the world, reminding us all of our responsibility to care for and protect your precious gift of creation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the world, our common home, that through your grace we may hear its cry of the damage done and be moved to protect it for future generations to enjoy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those people who are already facing droughts, floods and storms, that you may grant them strength and hope for the future as they work to adapt to the changing climate. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our church community and the wider local community, that through your grace we may hear the urgent cry of the earth and of the poor and be inspired to respond at this crucial time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the world we live in, that you may open our eyes to recognize the goodness of all creation, and help us to do what we can to restore and care for the wonderful gift that we have been given. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the world leaders, that you may grant them wisdom to make just decisions which respect the earth and all that lives in it, especially those who are poorest and most vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our local community, that through your grace we may be good neighbours to each other and to the whole of creation, restoring and caring for all that you have made. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And in a moment's quiet, we bring our own needs and concerns to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the people in Turkey and Syria affected by the recent earthquakes. We pray for those that have died, for those who mourn for the loss of their loved ones, for those working in aid, development and rescue at this time, and for political leaders and the wider international community, that they would respond with generosity and effective help. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the people of Nicaragua after the release of hundreds of political prisoners to the United States. We pray for them as they adapt to this new situation. And we pray for lasting change and justice and democracy in that land. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for our church community here at Carey Baptist in Moulton as we enter a time of change and transition. Pray for the deacons as they discern the way forward and start a process of looking for a new minister. And we pray for Stuart and Jody as they say their goodbyes and make that transition to moving to North Shields in the near future. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we offer all these prayers to you and join them together in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for joining with us, and I'll just close with a blessing. Deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the shining stars to you. Deep peace of the Son of Peace to you. Amen. Go well and God bless.